is our returning champion, Michael Bashalia from Plainsboro, New Jersey. Stand by to see Michael play for a grand piano valued at $9,915. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,928 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Nice to have you here with us in the studio, and delighted to welcome you at home to Sale of the Century. And we are also delighted to welcome back a fine champion, Michael Bashalia. Hi, Michael.
How are you, Jim?
I'm fine. How about you?
Not too bad.
You've been doing very well. Now, you have passed on a lot of items. You've got $325 in your bank account now. So you need a win with just $15. That's all. And you can have the piano that Jay was talking about, worth almost $10,000. $120, that's how far you are away from a trip to Australia, worth over $12,000. So you might have the option, if you get enough money today, to make a choice. Are you ready to go?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, good champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Did you bring us good players?
I did. This first challenger is knitting her first year's resolution from Fountain Hills, Arizona. Give a big hand to Melissa Pennick.
Hi, Melissa.
And this challenger likes his food cooked in grease. From Hollywood, Florida, here's Greg Carless.
Hello there, Greg. See you a little later with some bargains. Thank you, Summer. Let's get acquainted with these people. First of all, Greg, you like your food cooked in grease.
I do indeed. I'm an excellent cook. It's my favorite hobby, and being a Greek American, I've traveled to Greece a few times. Therefore, my favorite place to cook is in Greece.
Oh, I see. Oh, that kind of Greece. All right, yeah. Lovely, lovely place. Good to have you here, Greg. Good sense of humor. That may help you here. Melissa, you are knitting your New Year's resolution.
That's right. I'm in the process of knitting 200 sweaters to give as Christmas gifts to underprivileged children in Phoenix.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Thank you. That's a nice thing.
That's a good thing to do. What a good thought. Very good. Nice to have you here as well. $20 starts all three players off, and the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some fabulous shopping back there. Let's get into it with this question for $5. In baseball, what does the abbreviation RBI? Michael.
Runs batted in.
That's what it stands for. $5 on the plus side. Michael goes to 25. On what day of the week do we celebrate? Michael.
Tuesday.
Thursday. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Oh, you buzz in there quick and it cost you five. $5 you lose for the incorrect answer, back down to 20. What unusual wind instrument is considered the national instrument, Greg?
Weather vane.
The what?
The weather vane.
No. Considered the national instrument of Scotland. Bagpipes. Greg gets in there quick. Costs him five, down to 15. Complete this expression. Better late than Michael.
Never.
Never it is, and Michael gets another five, down to 25. What cereal grain would you find growing in a paddy field, Michael?
Rice.
Rice is what it is. Two in a row for the champion. He goes to 30 into the lead by $10. Good time to be in the lead because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Michael, you have a $10 lead. You've been reluctant to do some buying, but you might like this.
Michael, add a little class to your coffee time with Ifame, a cappuccino espresso machine. Precision made, 40 cup capacity, Italian styling, beautiful in any room of the house, even the kitchen. Furnished by Ifame, and it's normally priced at $495. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Isn't that nice? Now that's fancy. That is very, very fancy.
My dad would love that.
Your dad would love that? Oh, isn't that nice, thinking of your father that way? That just gets to me, Michael.
I don't think I'm too much.
And since it gets to me, I will help you. If you give that to your dad, $495 worth of beautiful espresso machine, I'll give you $200 in cash. You would still have the lead if you bought it. Over almost $700 bargain. Going once, going twice, and no sale.
Sorry, Dad.
Michael keeps telling everybody he likes things for them but doesn't buy anything for them. Michael hangs on to the $10 lead. Back with this. According to the classic song, there's no business. Melissa.
Like show business.
Yes, indeed. Show business is my life. Melissa gets five, goes to 25. Melissa, not only did you get five, you're within $5 of Michael. In the U.S., what do we call the number 1,000 million? Greg.
Billion.
Billion is what it is. Greg gets back to the $20 mark. Name the heroine of literature who carried a torch for Ashley Wilkes. Greg.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes, indeed. It is indeed Scarlett O'Hara. Greg goes another five, tying Melissa for second. $5. Separate the players. Good game. Obviously, very good players. Buzz in now with a fame game as we're playing for a pick of the board. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a member of the grass family, distantly related to wheat, oats, and barley. But unlike these crops, I usually grow quite tall, sometimes as high as 120 feet. In central China, Melissa?
Bamboo.
You are right. Yes. Melissa, you've got a pick of the board, money cards, prizes. You pick which number you like up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I have a five-year-old. I'll take five.
And behind her a five, we have a stereo music composer. A stereo music system conveniently portable featuring a four-band stereo radio, cassette recorder, detachable speaker boxes, and Dolby Sound, furnished by Green and Roberts.
Great prize. Oh, that's nice. And that, of course, is yours no matter how you finish in the game. You just put that in your pocket. You've got it. And we've got ourselves a good game. We'll be back to it right after this. Champion already has enough money for that beautiful piano, but he must win. And his lead is a slender $5 over Melissa and Greg. We'll get back to business with this. What food is served in styles called Kiev, Kachatory? Greg?
Chicken.
Chicken it is. And Greg beats Michael with the buzzer and ties him for the lead. Name the young woman who commanded the victorious French at the Battle of Orleans. And Michael?
Joan of Arc.
At 1429, Joan of Arc it is, and Michael is back into the lead by five. On what part of your body would you wear a monocle? Michael?
In your eye.
Your eye, in your eye, yeah, on your eye, I think it would be more appropriate, but eye is what we wanted. You've got a $10 lead. Name the fine fabric that is made from the cocoons of caterpillars. Melissa?
Silk.
So, yeah, strongest of all natural fibers. You are right, silk it is, and Melissa ties Grace for second place. But it is Michael with a $10 lead. It is Michael who has not wanted to buy any instant bargains. But it is Michael who can buy this.
Michael, we want to give you the world with this fabulous global map. It accurately depicts the day, date, and time anywhere in the world on an automatic pictorial basis. A welcome addition to your home or in the executive suite. Furnished by Kilberg Geochron Corporation. This time machine is normally priced at $955. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
That's very unusual. That is very unusual. Very nice. Would look great in your den, Michael. You haven't wanted to buy anything. Cost $955, almost $1,000. You've got a $10 lead. It would cost you $11. You would be trailing by a dollar. You haven't wanted to buy. In fairness to you, if you're going to be trailing by a dollar, Michael, I will open up the purse strings a little bit. Maybe a moth will fly out. But I'll give you $700 in cash.
Ooh.
You'd be trailing by $1. Going once, going twice, and no sale. No sale. Greg can't believe. Greg, would you have taken that?
I'll give him a check.
Hangs on to a $10 lead, did not want... Michael, back with this. Name the 984-foot structure that was built for the Paris Exposition. Greg.
The Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower it is, and Greg gets another five, closing to $5 with Michael. The fastest land animal on Earth. Michael.
The cheetah.
It is indeed the cheetah. Michael responds with another five, and again, that $10 lead. The Straits of Dover separate England. Melissa?
France.
From France, you're right. And Melissa ties Greg for second place. What do these names have in common? Eleanor. Beth. Melissa.
President's wives.
You are right with just two of them. And Melissa pulls in within $5 of Michael. These are very good players. Now think quickly and tell me, what's the national speed limit on Interstate Highway? Michael?
55.
That's the right. You got another five. You were quick. If everybody knew it, Michael gets another five. Talking about the speed limits and breaking speed limits, this is true. On May 20th, 1899, a New York City cab driver was the first person ever arrested for speeding. How fast was he going? 12 miles an hour. New York City, it's impossible to go that fast even now. We'll be right back. 12 miles an hour. Champion Michael has enough money for that beautiful piano, but he must win, and he's been pressed. It's a good game. Michael's at 50, Melissa at 40, Greg at 35. There's a 5, 10, and somewhere now a $15 money card on the board. Second crack of the fame game as we look for a famous person. I am a French soldier, born in 1619. Melissa.
Napoleon.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. You're not playing for dollars, but for a pick of the board, so you stay at 40, but we'll clear the board. Continue for the gentleman. Born in 1619, Edmond Rostand's famous play, which used my name as the title, contains a fanciful account of my colorful life, with emphasis on my swordsmanship. Michael.
Don Juan.
Don't say anything now. Out of the rest of the question, and a break for Greg. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. That with my name in the title contains a fanciful account of my colorful life with emphasis on my swordsmanship, my unrequited love for the lovely Roxanne, the play made into a film in 1950, Jose Ferrar won an Oscar for playing me, I'm famous for my long nose, I am...
Cyrano de Bergerac.
You got it. You got the rest of the question. You took advantage of it. And it might have thrown the players for a moment. Cyrano de Bergerac actually lived, and then they wrote a play about a fanciful character, but he really did live. That might have thrown you off there. Greg, you've got the pick of the board.
Number four.
And behind number four, we have gold dumbbells. The spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate, functional and attractive, with teak wood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
They are yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And if we ever want to do a commercial where we want someone to do a reaction like, what am I going to do with them? I think we've got the man, Greg.
I'm really thrilled and excited, though.
That's good. I'm glad. And so are your opponents that you didn't find a money card. They stay up there. We'll add a 25 later. It'll be interesting because all of the money cards will be there for the third and final crack of the fame game. Melissa and Michael, you're back in. The Labor Management Relations Act of 1947 is popularly known, Michael.
Taft-Hartley.
That's what it's known as, and Michael has another five and a $15 lead. What's the English equivalent of the Spanish phrase agua caliente? Great.
Water.
More, please.
Fall.
What?
Waterfall.
No. Oh, you jumped in there. Caliente. I was going to say agua caliente, hot or warm.
Ah.
Hot or warm water.
See.
You lose five. If you speak Spanish, then, well, how did you miss? You lose $5, Greg, down to 30. Sorry about that. Name the crooner who rode to fame with Bob Hope in The Road, Michael.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, The Road pictures, Bing Crosby it is. Michael stretches his lead out now to a $20 lead. Michael, a $20 lead. How about this?
Michael, make some magic moments in video with this lightweight color video camera with removable microphone, plus an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. This fantastic video center is normally priced at $1,399. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$15. $15. You've got a $20 lead. You have a 16-month-old youngster at home to take pictures of and watch. A boy or girl?
Little girl.
Little girl.
She's just starting to walk.
You could, oh, Michael, you could record the first steps. My goodness, $15. I want to help you. You would still have the lead. I'd love for you to do that for your little girl. So I will give you $800 in cash. Over $2,000 bargain, and you would still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice, no sale. Michael, I was going to give you $800, and Summer has another $600. You would have gotten something that looked like you wanted, and $1,400 in cash. We'll leave Michael to think about that, friends, while you watch this. Michael made the decision not to buy, and he hangs on to a $20 lead over Melissa and a $30 lead over Greg. Back to business with this. What mountain was the home of the mythological Greek... Greg?
Olympus.
Greek gods, I was going to say. This time you anticipated beautifully, and you add another five. Mount Olympus it is. In Norway, what word describes a long, narrow bay... Melissa?
Fjord.
Bordered by steep cliffs. Fjord is right, in good anticipation by Melissa. Goes to 45. The works of El Greco and Goya are housed in what Madrid museum? Melissa? The Prado.
How about that?
I don't know it and I don't care. The Prado. Oh, you lose five. Sorry about that, Melissa. Well, it is time for the third and final fame game, and somewhere a big $25 money card that could be the difference. Famous people, plural. We are a team of American researchers who pioneered in the scientific study of a basic human activity. The project began. Greg, taking a chance?
Masters and Johnson.
The chance pays off. Ow! That's what it is. Masters and Johnson. Human sexual response, Greg. Big pick of the board for you now.
Hey, something to go along with the dumbbells. Number two.
And behind number two, we have parquet flooring. Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring. Your beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushioned foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
You got something to go along with. Where are all the money cards?
Behind the number one, the number three, and the number eight.
It is a lot of flooring, though. It is very lovely, and it'll be something to put the dumbbells on. Well, we finish up the game now with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. And it is Catch Michael time. The champion at 60, Melissa at 40, Greg at 35. But anyone can win, because we've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round. Now, name the Australian hunting weapon that comes back with Melissa.
Boomerang.
Right. What royal title is given to a king, Greg? Time. According to the popular song title, what city does Randy Newman love? Michael.
L.A.
Right. If you just gave birth to quintuplets, how many, Melissa?
Five.
Right. What letter of the alphabet is assigned to a movie featuring very explicit sex? Melissa.
X.
Right. Who was the first American president assassinated? Oh, Michael.
Garfield.
Wrong. Douglas MacArthur and Omar Bradley are both five-star, Michael.
Generals.
Right. The average adult should have how many teeth? Michael.
32.
Right. What's the capital city of the state of Utah? Michael.
Salt Lake.
Right. Name the queen who financed the 1492 expedition. Michael.
Isabella.
Right. Which country awards the military decoration known as the Victoria Cross? Michael.
England.
Right. According to the Old Testament, who led the Israelites out of Egypt? Greg.
Moses.
Right. Name the dormant volcano that is Japan's tallest. Greg.
Saran.
Time. The headquarters of time is up, and Michael has done it again with the speed round. Congratulations. Back to Michael in just a moment. First of all, Japan's tallest mountain is Mount Fuji or Fujiyama. Christopher Columbus, of course, was aided by Isabella. Lincoln was the first American president assassinated in office. And you didn't get a chance to finish it. Royal title given to a king's son is a prince. Got to say goodbye to Greg and Melissa. Had a lot of fun with a couple of people. Very nice sense of humor, and I'm delighted you're not going home empty-handed. Greg, you've got the gold dumbbells, the flooring with the cash in front of you. You are over $800 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Greg. And Melissa, you got the stereo, which you said you wanted. With the cash in front of you, you are over $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But Michael Buscella joins me again. Come on, let's go shopping, Michael. Way to go.
These all made the difference for you once again. Great game. They were very tough.
They were very tough. And I love people have good sense of humor and have a good time. You are up now to $410. You've been eyeing this beautiful piano. You have enough money. Say yes, and you can go home with this.
Tune up your life with this beautiful Schaefer and Sons Artist Grand Piano. It can fill your home with rich, melodic sounds. Individually strung, this ebony piano was lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer and Sons. This musical gift, normally priced at $9,915, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340? You have easily enough money to buy that piano. You said your wife plays piano.
Absolutely, very well.
And you are learning how to play piano.
Trying.
It might be very good, but I got to tempt you a little further. Do you know with the amount you've got, $410, you are just $35 away with another win from this great trip. Jay?
Live it up down under on this great trip to Australia. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Sydney for a 26-day tour down under. In the land of opals, the outback, cricket wickets, and the Great Barrier Reef. You'll drive on the left and learn Waltzing Matilda, too. This exciting vacation, normally priced at $12,086, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Great trip. That is the next thing up the line. The next thing beyond that is the car, and I know you have been eyeing that. The car would be $530, but if you can't make up your mind, get to $750, we'll give you all of our prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $71,000.
That in total is $129,919 in cash and prizes that could be yours. And you are getting close, Michael, and you are a very good player. But right now, $410 you have easily buys you that grand piano or puts your money in the bank, with the next thing up the line being the trip to Australia The car is $120 more away from where you are right now. Tough decision, and we'll get your decision after this. Michael Bashir, $410, a good total. Enough money to buy a grand piano and leave us. Or put the money in the bank, $35 more and another win. And you and your wife could go off on a fabulous trip to Australia. What's it going to be?
Well, with the Australia trip and even the car maybe in striking distance, I got to come back.
You're going to come back. All right.
We'll
put the money in the bank. We'll also add another $1,000, $72,000 in that ever-growing cash jackpot. And two new challenges. Maybe someone will stop Michael. We'll find out next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
This is your manufacturer.